Blog Talk Radio.
Is not a G, PG, or even an R-rated show. So, bad language, bodily function, dirty talk of any kind might upset you. This is not the show for you. But that's why you tune in, so stop lying. Desperate Housewitches is brought to you by the incredibly wicked one, the amazing Dorothy Morrison. Please check out www.wickedwitchstudios.com for all your witching needs. And the limited edition candles, the sale is going on now. So get to that Facebook link on the social media page for WickedWitchStudios.com. Tell Dorothy I sent you. All right. Welcome to the first episode of Short Shots with Raina Starr. Yes, I'm starting something new. We're going to do regular hour-long shows, of course, but every once in a while we're going to be doing these half-hour shows. And with me for my inaugural show is the amazing Nancy Antonucci. Tarot Ritual, Psychic Tarot. She is the Tarot Priestess. We are going to get our learn on, so pick up a pen, get a piece of paper, because it's about to go down right here. Hello, my friend.
Hello. Now, wait a minute. What were you talking about, a candle sale?
Yeah, Dorothy Morrison, her candles, her limited edition Mojo candles are on sale now.
Ooh, now that sounds like a Valentine's gift I want.
I'm telling you, get over to WickedWitchStudios.com, y'all. I'm telling you, the candles are not to be beat.
Well, thanks for having me on again. And what I wanted to talk about was psychic tarot. So believe it or not, a lot of people that read tarot would not ever consider themselves psychic. And here's a couple things about this. First of all, psychic has a real, it has a reputation with it, you know, so just the word itself is, you know, could sound like shyster, hustler, making things up, you know. And in fact, when I wrote my first book, Psychic Tarot, I did not want Llewellyn to call it Psychic Tarot. Seriously. I was like, no. You know, I wanted to call it Tarot Insights, you know. But it made me really claim the word psychic. And I realized that, honestly, I feel intuition. All of us have intuition. It's Mother Nature's way of making sure we stay alive, you know, because we may not see or hear danger coming. So to me, intuition is that sense, that otherworldly sense, but it actually keeps us alive. I mean, you may sense something's wrong and you're going to pay attention. So to me, psychic is when you practice your intuition. It's like intuition is your high school degree and psychic is your college degree. You know, you practice it. You give it more mindfulness. You play with it more. Yeah. And then your intuition, which I call the ER, you know, it's like that's usually our intuition tends to be like an ambulance. It's like, uh-oh, something's up. You know, so if you could get beyond it just being something's wrong to, you know, I can read energy, you know. I'm able to go into this store right now and sense where things are. Hey, Raina, I got to tell you, one of the best things about being a psychic, I know this sounds very, this sounds lame, but finding a parking spot. I mean, that's when psychic comes in real handy. It's just like, is there anything up near the store? Nope, I don't feel any openings whatsoever. You know, it's you know, if you do practice your intuition, and when you first start, you're going to 50% of the time you're going to be wrong. But what's important is to realize, wait, what happens or what did I feel when my hunch was right? And then you start learning how you yourself get that psychic impression. And all of us get it in different ways. So, for instance, like if there's something going on with the news, like an election is coming up, is just go to yourself and intuitively go, okay, on a gut level, what feels like the who will win the election? And then just writing it down, keeping an intuition journal, and writing down what you are thinking or sensing is the answer. But then to go back and be able to check and go, wow, I was way off on that one, or no, I was way into that. You know, how did that feel different to me? So it is reading energy. And so how do we read energy? Well, to read energy, you actually have to become energy. So it's like you're not your little human self and your brain's thinking a mile a minute and, you know, somehow there's this miraculous wave of energy that comes in. It's like, no, we are energy.
Yeah.
So you do, the first thing you're going to do and practice is grounding. And grounding to me literally means this stay on the ground to really be in your body. So I'm going to just do a little grounding exercise with us, if that's cool with you. Would that work, Raina?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Let's do it.
Because it's Friday, and we just all had a long week, and so this would be a real cool way to start the weekend, but it's also a good grounding exercise. So just for a minute or two, just kind of close your eyes, and don't change the way you're breathing, but just simply notice the way that you're breathing and how your inhale leads to your exhale. The whole time I've been talking, our bodies have been completely present. And that's because they are in that sacred rhythm of the inhale and exhale, always for us. That is our life. That's life, is that breath. So for a minute or two, if your inhale and exhale had a beautiful form or symbol, what would that be? So for some people, it might be a figure eight. I love the idea of an ocean wave, the ebb and flow of a wave, because that's what it feels like when I breathe. But just in your mind, have an image that really helps you solidify that form of inhale and exhale. And then go to your mental state. Again, don't judge, don't change, just observe. How have you been thinking lately? Your structures, your to-dos, your worries, your expectations, anything that has been happening mentally for you lately. All the ways your brain works real hard just to get you from A to B. And when you're ready, release all of that mental energy into that form of the inhale and the exhale. So for me, I've been doing a lot of admin work lately. So I'm going to let this nice big wave take out all of that detail work for me, bring it into the middle of the ocean and come back to me differently. Breathing, releasing. Good. Now gently let your awareness go to your heart center and all the things you've been feeling, not feeling, envisioning, fantasizing, distracted, but the whole kit and caboodle, fear, anger, love. We're not judging anything. You just be with what is, what your states of being have been lately. And when you're ready, just release it into that beautiful sacred rhythm of the inhale and exhale. So that energy is not so condensed. It will be distributed to bigger parts of you. Releasing, making space, feeling that room to breathe and just be. And doing that until you're really not feeling anything except for open and neutral, and no feeling is nagging you. And then last but not least, shifting your energy to 2 inches below your belly button and right in the center of your body. And there is your ball of chi. That is the light that you hold on this planet for yourself and for the rest of us. And this time as you inhale or exhale, that ball of light will start to radiate beautiful rays of light through to all the extremities of your body and will regenerate anything along the path of your blood, your muscle, your bones. And after a week of work, for some of us, it's just regenerating, revigorating your whole immune system, helping you relax. And then what I would do if we were doing a reading together would say, then imagine a beautiful sacred circle around us of your divine allies and beloved ancestors that are supporting you, blessing you, protecting you, and invigorating you, inviting you to live to your greatest potential of love. And just feel that. Just let that come in. You don't have to do anything but breathe to deserve that. Hoi! So that's the first thing you would do. To really be psychic or intuitive, you have to be able to go into your energies. And our body is really instrumental in that, the breath. In fact, the Latin word for breath is inspire or spirit, inspirit, spirit.
Wow.
So breath is everything. Breath is everything. If you're nervous or stressed or scared like I was the other day when I was getting a root canal, I was sitting in the chair going, Nance, just breathe. And I just want you to focus on your breath. You're not going to think of anything else. And it really helped me. I couldn't believe it. It did. So the next thing that you're going to do when you've grounded, let's say you're sitting there with your deck of cards or your pendulum or whatever you would use as a tool that you love, something you want to work with. Don't be afraid of it. It's your tool. The next thing you would do is sit down and kind of figure out, what is it I really want to know? Or what is it I should know? You know, so know what your intention is, because all magic is based on intention. Now, sometimes I don't need an answer. Sometimes I'm so tired and fatigued, I'll just pull the cards for my guides and my ancestors to just make me, you know, love me up a little bit. Sometimes I just need some TLC, you know, just affirm anything I'm doing right now. You know, it's like, so I don't always have to go, you don't have to look under every rock. You're not seeking all the time. Sometimes it's just a beautiful dialogue. And if you got to talk to your guardian angel, what would you like to talk about? That's the intention. And know what that is. Don't just pull cards or pendulums to see what happens. You need to take responsibility as a co-creator. Your spirit, too. And then the third thing is figuring out, okay, what's the form? How am I going to allow the divine allies and beloved ancestors or creative unknown, God, love, Krishna, whatever you see that greater form that we are all a part of, whatever name you give it is cool. As long as it's love, you're not going to go wrong.
Yep.
You know, and it's like, okay, what form am I going to use? So, in other words, if I was sitting there with my cards, it's like, okay, I'm only going to pick 5 cards to let them answer me. Or if I had a pendulum, I'm going to just wait until the pendulum does something. Or I'm going to see how I feel if I just sit here, close my eyes, and hold this crystal. You know, it just decide how you're going to do the divination, what form you're going to use. And then the next part is the synchronicity. That's what I call the answer. Anything that happens after you've asked the question or named your intention. So, for instance, I was reading for a lady. I was reading about her work, and that went really fine. And then she said, well, we should probably look at my love life. And the minute I started laying the cards down, this ambulance came by, and I'm telling you, that thing was loud, and I realized, oh, that's part of the reading. So
yeah.
The synchronicity is the way the divine answers you, and it almost, whenever you experience synchronicity, I got to say, okay, honeys, that's bingo. That's the cosmic bingo that you're looking for, especially if you hear or see something three times. I know that sounds superstitious and old wife tale, but I swear to God it works. Hey, if it works, it works.
Yeah.
So the synchronicity is, okay, I'm going to pick just five cards, and I'm really just going to take each card as I feel it or sense it until I can kind of create a story or see the story that's surfacing. And then after you receive the message or some insight or even some surprise, then the next step is closure. Now, this is a thing, honest to God, a lot of us really don't do this very well. We're real good at going in to the mystical and getting great stuff, but we forget to, like, thank everybody and close the door. And that's when you can start getting unscattered. You can get very scattered. You can get kind of distracted easily. You can get a little grumpy. Those are all symptoms didn't close the curtains. And you do need to close them, and there's no better way of closing anything than saying thank you for whatever information you received, for whomever of love came to you, and say thank you for this, thank you. I like to shuffle my cards one more time just to close them up, but whatever closure means to you. But you would never, just, like if you were visiting a friend, you would never just leave their house without saying goodbye. So you say goodbye. And then the very last step is integration. It's like, okay, now what are you going to do with the information you just got? You know, instead of just hoarding ideas, what would be a step that you would take? So, for instance, the gal that had the love affair problem or love dysfunction, what they said was, honey, you're nowhere near meeting anybody new. You've got to get out there, sweetheart. You got to get out there. Maybe not dating apps, but you need to go to plays or where, you know, they're talking about, you know, a writer is talking about their book. Something interesting, anything interesting to you, if you meet people there, they're going to have the same interest you do. So you got to get out there. So her step of integration might be, okay, next weekend I'm going to go to that big band concert that I was thinking I might want to dance to, and I'll just go and see if anyone wants to dance with me. So it's you need to act on it. So this is what I call my the six steps are grounding, intent, form, synchronicity, closure, and integration. And if you follow those steps, not only can you do a reading for yourself, I call these my six principles, but you can read for others too. It's to know what their intention is. You would still do the work because you're the reader, so you still have to decide the form, but you would ground with them. You would make sure they're breathing, that they're fully in their body, you know, not escaping their body. I feel like a lot of us, when the minute we do spiritual work, it's like, good, let's get out of my body, which I hate, you know, and it's like, no, sister, you got to come to peace with your body. You have to, because our bodies are our horses. I mean, our spirits want the body you have right now. Your spirit doesn't want another body. It wants this one. So to me, that's the energy. Our bodies are pure energy. If you could see them more like that, then all the crap we've learned from our mothers and and Vogue magazine and all kinds of things, it's like, oh, I should probably keep improving my body because it's nowhere near perfect, you know, and it's like, oh, yeah. If you're really going to be psychic or intuitive, you really need to be able to be in yourself in an energetic way, and that's going to be hard to do if you have any self-hate. So you really... And, it, you know, honestly, if things are too, like, oh, I can't meditate, or it's my brain is too noisy, or, you know, whatever you're having difficulty with, just call in an angel to come and help you and just say, could you take this from me? You know, I hate my body. I hate meditating because then I feel how fat my stomach is. All that self-loathing conditioning comes in sometimes. And just ask the angel, an angel to come and just say, could you take that from me because I can't handle it. I'm not handling it very well. Or my brain's too busy. Could you take that from me so I could just feel peace? You know, so don't feel like you have to make everything happen. There's a lot of divine allies that will come, but they come only if you ask. So you do need to ask, you know, and...
Yeah.
You know, honestly, I have a heck of a time, honestly, I have a heck of a time meditating 15 minutes every night. But I feel such a difference when I do. It's amazing. It's like I just let go of all the things I worried about, all the things that all that pressure just melts away. And, it, you know, and actually sometimes I think that's why I have a hard time doing it, because it works. So I have to learn how to be chill, which is really, that's a different state of being for me, but I'm learning.
But it's brilliant. What everything you're saying is so, it makes so much sense when you think about it, because you can't be effectively magical if you are being distracted by all of these other things that we do in our daily life. And I'm, you know, if you're an emotional person like I am, gee, what a surprise.
Yeah.
You know, I get upset and it stops me from doing magical things. It stops my psychic ability because all of my energy is going to the distraction. And, you know, when you were doing that guided grounding meditation, because to me, even if it's short, it's still a meditation, it just helped me to let go in the moment of all the shit that had been on my head all day. And it was the first moment, I mean, even if you're not doing it for specific psychic work, the peace that will come over you, if you just let go for a few minutes, can change your perception of everything. And it's so brilliant, Nooch. Why don't we do this more?
I know. Well, because honestly, we're taught to do, you know, it's like, we're not, you know, we're human beings, not doings, you know, but it's true. And now I'm starting to realize with people that are empathic and, you know, there's a lot of anxiety out in the mass population, and I'm thinking, you know why? Well, I can't say, do you know why, but I mean, one of the things I've noticed with clients I'm working with is, listen, you know, you would not go to bed without flossing your teeth. You know, well, some of us would, but if you have really tight teeth, you better floss, honey, because you're going to have cavities. Same with if you really feel energy a lot, every night you have to dispel that somehow. You need spiritual hygiene. You need to let go of the energy of other people. So if you don't have the ability or the desire to sit and meditate and kind of just open up your crown chakra and just let your divine allies and beloved ancestors talk and love and be with you, if that's... that's too much or you just don't want to, I would say at least before you get into bed, like a half hour before you get into bed, just stand by your bed and go up and down on your heels a lot and just shake yourself loose. And as you do, as you shake and go up and down on your heels, like kind of like marching or pounding your heels a little bit, feel everybody's energy that does not belong to you fall away from you. It just falls away. And if you have a lot of anxiety, and I have done this, this is amazing, take a 10-minute lukewarm shower, not a hot one, and not one where you're washing yourself. You just get in there and take a 5 to 10-minute lukewarm shower before you go to bed. And I can't tell you the difference in my sleep when I do that.
Really?
That's an old guru technique. I mean, that's what they do in India, you know, is to take a lukewarm shower, even for 3 minutes. Even if you just had that water running on you enough for you to get wet and dry, it's that effective. I think we're all energetic beings. So we're all picking up energy from each other, and that can be real cool, but by the end of the day, you really need to let go of anybody's energy but your own. Because we are spirit, you know, so. And the whole idea of divination is just us allowing ourselves to be. I like the idea of a spiritual practice because you're actually practicing being a spirit. And all that means is you're just remembering it. I'm just remembering that I'm a spirit. You know, it's real easy to just get really stuck in human, in the two-legger land, you know. And
yeah.
I don't think it's good for any of us to be there 24/7.
Wow. And we forget, don't we? We forget that we're actually spirit.
Oh, my God, yeah. Oh, all the time. All the time. Yeah,
wow.
Last year I really experienced a lot of loss. I lost both my parents. My sister outlaw, she never married my brother, but she was like my outlaw, and she was my best friend of 40 years. And then my dog, my favorite dog in the world. And I helped all four of them cross over. I mean, just to minimize any fear that any four of them would have had. And I got to see glimmers of the stars that we go back to, Raina. And I, honest to God, we go back into pure love. So why not be in pure love while we're here? And to me, that's spirit. We're just here for such a short time. Why not be with love and peace, and not in a whitewashing kind of way or a kitty litter way, like I'm just going to ignore all my bullshit antics and the way that I'm mean to myself. I'm just going to forget all that and just be spirit. It's like, no, you do need to work through accepting yourself. But that is a lot easier to do when you feel joy. That's a lot harder to do when there's a lot of pain.
True. This is very true. Wow. Nooch, I cannot tell you how blessed I am in this half hour, how you have changed my attitude about a lot of things. Seriously. But you had to guide me there, and I'm so appreciative of you for doing this.
Thank you. I enjoy talking to you. One of these days, you and I are going to meet face-to-face, I hope.
I hope so, too, because I would just love to spend some time with you. This, I mean, probably has been one of the most effective and heart-healing half hours I have had in several years. So
Good. Good, because you deserve that. You deserve that peace and joy of just being you. Just being you. You don't have to do a thing. You can just, your presence on earth is what we need. Your light.
Wow.
Well, thank you for having me on the show. This has been fabulous. And I would say I have two books. I have Psychic Tarot, and then my latest book is Tarot Rituals. But I would tell you that if you're a beginner or just kind of brushing up again, I would suggest Psychic Tarot, because the Tarot Rituals is a little deeper. It's to be honest with you, I think it's more of an intermediate book. But Psychic Tarot is really great for beginning.
Highly recommend. Highly recommend. I'm telling you. So, Nooch, before you go, and again, woo, total blessings with this. This has been remarkable. where can folks find you? Because you're not just a wonderful spirit and a tarot spirit and a teacher, but you speak places and you do things and you're involved. I mean, so how can folks get a hold of you?
The easiest way, just, you know, you can do my website. I have a temporary page up there. If you wanted to book a session with me, that's www.betweenworlds.us. And I'm going to work on getting the full website up within the next 2 weeks. But people can always email me at ncnancyucc50@gmail.com.
That's brilliant.
Nooch 50.
Always Nooch 50. Nooch, I think you're amazing. Again, thank you so much for this wonderful half hour. I hope we get to do it again very soon. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, honey. You have a lovely, relaxed weekend.
You too. Thanks again.
Okay, hon. Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. That was Nancy Antonucci. Definitely Psychic Tarot, fantastic book. Once you graduate from that one, move up to Tarot Rituals. What a wonderful person. What a wonderful writer. A wonderful speaker. I hope you guys were taking notes. And if not, just replay the show, and you can go back and do all of the things that Nooch outlined for us. Wow, I feel so much better after this. I'm going to go and enjoy this amazing weekend, and I hope you all do as well. And I will see you next week. Bye-bye.